Cheaper options to help improve A34 considered. Low-cost options to make the A34 safer are being looked at by the National Highways. Recommendations such as new signage or road markings could be considered in a safety review that will be compiled into a report. Crashes and bad congestion is a constant source of headaches for the thousands of motorists who use the dual carriageway from Bicester through the spine of Oxfordshire and West Berkshire down to the M3 in Hampshire. This newspaper regularly reports on incidents on the A34 causing huge congestion and stop-start traffic. Lee Dillon, the MP for Newbury south of the Oxen border, has been pushing for safety improvements along the A34. Concerns chiefly revolve around short on-slip roads and poor visibility. In March, the government decided not to take forward the wider A34 north and south of Oxford scheme in the Road Investment Strategy 3, RIS3. This meant there would be no chance of funding for big upgrades that could potentially bring greater change. Mr. Dillon said major upgrades had been swept aside, but there were still important questions to answer about what could be done to improve safety now. After following up with the Minister for Roads and writing to National Highways, I met with officials earlier this week to seek answers on the progress of their A34 safety study. There was some encouraging news. He said that National Highways confirmed the long-awaited study covering key junctions and slip roads will be finalised in the next few weeks. The study has examined a range of measures from larger interventions to lower cost measures such as signage, road markings and other operational changes to improve the route, he added. The next step is key. Once the study is complete, National Highways will present its recommendations to ministers of the Department for Transport, who will then decide which improvements should be taken forward. While funding remains tight and no changes aren't guaranteed, this is positive progress, and National Highways have acknowledged that there is scope for upgrades. So once that study is complete, I will be scrutinising the findings closely and lobbying ministers hard to ensure this study translates into practical measures on the route. He said motorists need a safer A34 and vowed to push to make it happen. Greg Stone, route manager for National Highways, previously told the BBC that safety is taken very seriously and pointed out resurfacing projects, upgraded safety barriers and hedge trimming in recent months. In answer to Didcot and Wantage MP Ollie Glover in the House of Commons, Transport Minister Simon Lightwood said the last road safety review took place on the A34 in 2017. He said other work included upgraded laybys, improving road signs and markings. And there are two photographs here of congestion and the follow-up to a crash on the A34.